Everyone, and welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. It's a special, special day. Tomorrow, we're all going to be opening gifts, kissing loved ones, eating wonderful ham and turkey and whatever the fuck Kev's going to eat.
Ham.
Are you sure you're not going to do tortillas or something?
No. And the turkey loaf was sold out.
Oh, God.
Or doesn't exist anymore. One or the other.
No. He was like, I'm going for that turkey. Oh, no.
Yeah, we checked two different Hy-Vees. No dice.
You're like, I guess we'll do ham.
Yeah.
All right. So we got our Fan Friday. We're sitting by the fire. It's roasting. It's toasty. It's nice and warm. Hope everybody has a fantastic Christmas and a Christmas Eve. So, let's get started with it. Let's do some questions here before we head off into the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Our first question comes from Cosmic, and he says, "When's the next episode of 8-Bit?" Fucking Christ again with the 8-Bit Soccer questions. Well, hey, the good news is, Caleb did record the music, so I do have that.
Yeah,
I'm now waiting on Caleb's wife to record some stuff that I need also. So. Soon, Franks. Soon.
Now we're calling you out.
She was supposed to. It's been crazy with the holidays and stuff. Their house is full of people, and it happens. It's fine. It'll soon. Soon though, we're waiting on like literally two lines of dialogue, and then I need to re-record the two lines of dialogue, and then we're good to go. It's on the cusp. I want to say if I get this stuff this weekend. I should have it by the 27th, theoretically. Okay. So that's the hopeful plan if she gets me that audio soon. We'll see. So there's that. Right. Sorry to ask another saga question, but that's what happens. Cosmic also wants to know, what is the moment that you realize you were actually a semi-adult and no longer a carefree teen / young adult?
I never got that moment because, as I've said in the past, I started working at the age of 14 in order to help my family pay bills. So I never had that transition. I've always had to be responsible. I've always had to be a kind of a grown up before I was ready. So,
I'll say I'm almost 7 years to the day, if not almost like exactly, and maybe a little, it's the 24th now, so a couple days delayed. But when Katie found out that she was pregnant with Ollie, I think it was the day where I went like, oh no.
You said, oh no.
Oh no. I have to be serious now. Or what? You're not like serious, you know what I mean? But like, I can no longer be as carefree and like nonchalant about a lot of things that I had been, especially like money wise, you know, would be like, oh yeah, I can buy this. I have no, why not? Mm-hmm. It's just me and my wife. I have nothing to worry about. Oh no. Now I have to worry about a child. Oh no. That means we have to buy a new car. Oh no. That means we have to buy a house. Oh no. Like, oh no. No, it's been great since I love him to death, but that moment was the I'm no longer a kid moment, I think, for sure.
Nice. Man, I would say mine would be getting the nerve to get my shit together and leave Chicago. Like when we left in about it's going to be 10 years ago next year, which in a couple of months, I guess, you know, it's like it takes a lot, you know, like to really like leave the nest, I guess. You know, like if there's, you know, even people who don't like living in a place will still spend their whole life there, you know. So it took a lot of nerve to kind of grow up and realize that if I'm not happy in Chicago, I got to leave. And yeah, we went to a completely strange place that we knew like maybe two people. and we just took a chance. And like I said, we've been here for almost 10 years now, and it's paid off. Like, and it was one of the most adult things, because like I said, when you're, you know, when you're living in an apartment, a shitty apartment in, you know, in your 20s, it's like, yeah, you just worry about if rent can get covered for next month or something like that. But when you go, when you have the responsibility to like get up and move to a completely new city and start fresh, like that takes a lot. So yeah, I would say that's what turned me into an adult.
Yeah. Rachie's son Carmen wants to know, what's one thing from your childhood you really enjoyed that new generations are just now getting into? What are your thoughts on it? Are you happy? Are you pissed?
Wait, say that again?
Kids are into. What is something from your childhood that you really enjoyed that the new generations are just now getting into?
CDs. It's funny watching like young kids with CD folios. It's the weirdest, most hipster thing ever for kids, I guess. It's funny as hell.
About like maybe less than 10 years ago when people were like, oh man, I'm going to release this album on tape, on cassette. And it was like, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. No one has a goddamn cassette player. That's the worst fucking medium to put anything on. It's fucking trash. It's trash. Cassettes instantly lose any sort of fidelity after one fucking play. Get the fuck out of here with that, you fucking hipsters. I hated it so much.
Clearly. Me too. I'm with you on that.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, I'm not really pissed about it. Oh, you know what? Oh, see, no, that's something I hated then and I hate it now.
That's fine. He asked if you, what, do you hate it or do you like it? Oh, we're getting into
mom jeans.
General fashion of the 90s, feel like is bad.
Hated it then, hate it now.
What I saw a meme on the internet the other day that was like, it was about the 80s, but it could be said about the 90s too. It was like the 80s according to TV and movies, and it was all those like bright colors and like, you know, that style and stuff. And it was like 80s in reality, and it was a picture of like a brown glass McDonald's ashtray. Mm-hmm. in the comment going like, I think everyone forgets just how brown the 80s were.
Seriously. It's
like fucking truth, man. I feel that way about the 90s too. Like, yeah, the 90s we had like the pastels and stuff, and we have what, like, again, the media portrayed the 90s being like from like Saved by the Bell and shit, like fashion like that, but no one dressed like that, really. No one could afford to dress that way. Everyone wore the same dumb flooding jeans and the same dumb shirts with like the single fucking stripe across the chest or whatever, like
polo shirt.
Yeah, like we all wore the same dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. Overalls, that was the 90s fashion.
Yeah. And now it costs four times as much for us to look at it because it's now in fashion, as to where back then it was like, oh, this is a $5 shirt.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because we're poor, because everyone's poor, and this is what you went and bought at Kmart because that's all you could fucking afford.
Awful.
Now it's a $70 shirt.
Yeah, man. But I guess I didn't really enjoy it in the 90s. Yeah, I mean, I guess I did, right? I grew up in the 90s. I dressed like that, and that's what people dress like. But again, what people are dressing like now is not necessarily what people actually dress like. It's the movie TV version of the 90s that we saw in film and stuff that no one actually dressed like.
The rose-colored glasses version of the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Which I feel that way, too, when we watch even, like, newer shows. We were watching Girl Meets World with the kids after we finished Boy Meets World. And the outfits that the everyone wears in there, it's like, yeah, that's fashionable. But, like, no one dresses like this. Like, these girls have, like, 40,000 outfits. No, they don't. Especially not on a teacher's salary. Are you fucking kidding me? Corey Matthews ain't making fucking bank. That dude is lucky enough to buy them like four shirts and pants for school as it is.
What else is there? Oh, you know what? Arcade games.
Because I was going to say the arcades. Arcades are kind of making a weird comeback.
Arcade 1UP has done a great job at bringing our childhood games back. And so I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That is cool. And the barcade scenes.
Yeah. Which again, all for adults who grew up with arcades.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one because I'm sure there's also like series and stuff that are getting like maybe remade in the current day that existed in the 90s. Dune, for whatever reason, rings a bell, but I don't remember if that was, I remember when the first movie came
out. That was in the 80s. That was like early 80s.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but we were still kids, right? I guess not everything has to be the 90s. You didn't ask about the 90s. Mm-hmm. So, let's see what else. What else we got? So, June Love better answer that question, actually. She said anime. Because there's more demand, so there's more supply. That's true. Things like that are way more easy to get a hold of now than it was when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I'm bitter, but I'm happy, I guess, for this current generation is the fact that we got shit on so much for being fucking comic book nerds, mm-hmm. video game nerds, nerds. We got shit on, bullied, everything. And it's like the same people that were bullying us in high school are the fucking Marvel movie nerds that won't shut the fuck up about everything Marvel now. Like all the popular kids in school that were too cool for that shit in high school that bullied me for that are now fucking like know more about the Marvel cinematic universe than I do. And I find that pisses me off. That's but that's a completely different conversation, I guess.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. There was, I mean, a definite shift post like X-Men and Spider-Man movies. Like when those came out, like that's kind of when I think like the whole world went like, oh, so we can like this stuff like publicly now? Because like, yeah, we grew up with those cartoons and the comic books and all that stuff as kids. But there was still like the, what do you mean?
Stigma.
What do you mean you're not going to watch fucking football? What do you mean the Cowboys are playing? And it's the 90s, so obviously that means we're headed to the Super Bowl this year again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got made fun of so much for playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now it's just like, and there's still people out there, you'll see it online every once in a while, where it's like, oh, it's a red flag if he's still playing video games. And it's like, get fucked, fucking fascist.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I don't know, stuff like that. Yeah, I agree to that. Let's see. XO asks, what is your favorite kids show? Okay, this may just be for Jaren. What's your favorite kids show that your kids have been into? We're going to with kids. Although your kid's a little older.
Yeah. I mean,
what's something that Colin liked when he was younger that you really liked that was like a kids show?
I mean, I loved the, what's the camping one? Camping show, the cartoon, camp. Oh shit. You liked it, Doug. I forget the name of it. It's called, oh man.
How about Gravity Falls?
Yeah, that's it. Gravity Falls. Gravity it's not Falls.
Really camping, but yes. I had to think about that. I was like, camping show.
I was trying to put it together.
Gravity Falls was a very good show. Yeah, Gravity Falls was excellent. And yeah.
He introduced me to that.
That was a good one.
Mickey Mouse Club, we loved like watching together. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. And then I got him into Muppets. Because how do you not? I wasn't about to let that go. Like he had to. So I guess I mean, I don't know. Yeah, and then he got me a little bit into Pokemon. I was never into Pokemon, and we started watching that and playing the card game and everything. That's about it. I mean, that's all I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, I would say for me, my kids are really into Bluey. Which is on Disney Plus. It's an Australian show. It's very cute. It's about these like blue heelers, a family of dogs. It's very cute, and it's a show that has a little bit for everyone. Even for adults, like it has just that like little subtle like adult humor sometimes. Where you're like, you're about to say something, Jer.
No, finish. Sorry. I had another show that came up.
Oh, they've been really into that. And then Wednesday was, and I guess still is, she doesn't watch as much, was really into Blue's Clues. Mm-hmm. The new Blue's Clues with Josh, who's the current host. Josh. And I will say, when they did their Blue's Clues like 25th anniversary, this like back in like October, I died a little bit on the inside because they brought back Steve.
And I cried, man.
Dude, when Steve did that, a public like address to like the nation of like parrots. Oh my God. I felt it so fucking deep in my soul. I don't know. If you haven't seen it, just go on YouTube and watch it. It's just Steve like being real about being an adult now, as opposed to a kid when he was on and the host. And I was just a little too old for that show. Mm-hmm. It was 25 years ago. Would have been about 10 or so. And 9 or 10, probably 9 turning 10. So I would watch episodes with like younger family and stuff. And my sister who has Down syndrome, she also would watch it. And so like I grew up with it. And yeah, dude. Oh man. Did you see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day float with the three of them on it? Mm-mm. Dude, this year they had all three hosts on the Macy's, and I just again just like it struck a chord with me. So okay, those are my shows. Jerry had another one.
Phineas and Ferb.
Okay. Dude, the creator of that is on TikTok and he is very funny.
Yeah. Nice. Colin introduced me to that one too. He was like, oh, dude, I like this show, and we'd watch it every day.
Yeah. Love Disney Plus. Well, also really interesting because they would do like a fuck ton of like Star Wars episodes and stuff even before like Disney had like the rights to Star Wars. Like,
man, they knew what was coming.
And it was only for... they may have done them after, but I feel like they were done before. I feel like I remember hearing that they were done, but he was like, yeah, we had to ask for permission from Fox and they allowed it.
Nice. I remember every time I would see Bowling for Soup, they would do the song because that was their theme.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah, they were the ones who did it. So they're like, all right, well, here's for the kids.
Well, no wonder why they can still go on touring and stuff. They make fucking bank off of that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Jarrett Reddick is fucking, he's the voice of Chuck E. Cheese.
What? Like,
so, yeah, he making bank. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Jared Reddick's fucking Chuck E. Cheese himself.
That's crazy. Did you guys see that that one dude from, oh man, what band was it? Oh shit. Oh man, he does the Spider-Man theme for the new Spider-Man show. It's the Spider-Man and Friends in it. So it's Miles Morales, Gwen Stacy, and Peter Parker. It's like a kid's show, like a little kid's show.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
And it's I think it's Fall Out Boy. I think it's one of the singers of Fall Out Boy. Pete, whatever his name is.
Patrick? Patrick's the lead singer. Pete is the bass player.
Oh, it's one of them. That was the theme song for it. Anyways, very good. I think it even says performed by Fall Out Boy, but so fucking funny. And then to follow that question up, and this could be our last one of the day if you guys want, as a follow-up to that one, and Byron asked, what is your least favorite kids show that your kids have been into? Sorry, this isn't really for you, Kev, but...
That's fine.
Peppa Pig. She sucked.
Yeah, she does, man. And you know what? That they're treating her like she's Mickey Mouse, like doing all these... They're opening a Peppa the Pig theme park. And I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, but these are just like generational characters. They're not going to move on to adult. Like, they're not cultural icons that are going to last generations. I was like, this is going to fail.
That was one I did not like. There was another one recently where I was like, we're done with this show. Like, I cannot have this in my house anymore. Like, this is too much. I don't remember what it was. Oh, there was a Netflix show, and it is like a Korean made show that they've dubbed in English for kids, and it is bad. And I don't mean like inappropriate for kids bad, but like bad dubs. Bad, like, because they sing and the singing is fucking terrible. Like, the songs suck, the vocals suck, and it's like, this shit sucks. And Wednesday's like obsessed with it, and it's like, no more of that. Forget what it's called, but it fucking sucks. Maybe I'll find one more question for Kev to answer.
Yeah, give to Kev because I don't have any. Like, I don't remember. It's Colin's been a teenager now for like 20 years, so I don't remember.
Let's see. All right. How many pair of shoes do you each own? House shoes included.
I own a pair of house slippers. I own a pair of flip-flops. I own a pair of regular sneakers that I wear out. Then I own a pair of the same exact pair of sneakers, but they're for the lawn. They're the dirty ones. Mm-hmm. Then I own a pair of Vans. And then I own a pair of cowboy boots. And then hiking boots. And then that's it. So seven?
Okay. Kev?
I think I got six. Thinking of like house shoes, you know, you're like your slippers. Also got some Adidas like slip-ons. And I got some red shoes that I wear for like Chiefs games and shit. then, yeah, I got some All-Star high tops because you got to have some Converse All-Stars. And then I also got some Vans checkerboards because I'm a ska boy. And yeah, I think I got some like hiking boots as well. Like, yeah, I don't know what the brand is, but yeah. Walking shoes. Mm-hmm. And I think I have a pair of nice shoes somewhere, but like, man, never... And yeah, everyone's got a pair of nice shoes that, yeah, they just kind of store away and only use like once a quarter.
Yeah, once every fucking 10 years.
Yeah, shit.
I don't have nice shoes. I've got, I guess, my nicest pair of shoes. It's, mine are all right here. I've got these pair of boots, which is very dark in my office. They're hard to see. These are probably the nicest ones.
Oh, those are your Batman boots.
Yeah.
My shit kickers. Not really. They're like, they're blue and, or like a grayish blue and like brown. They're kind of hard to see against dark in here. I wore these at my wedding, though. These are like they're awesome. I love them. And then I've got like a pair of sneakers that I'd never wear. Show them all off because they're all like just right here. Some of these bad boys. They're a little nicer, but they're, again, they're not nice shoes, but they just, everything looks dark in here, so everything looks nice. Just these. And then I have a pair of house shoes, like slippers. And then I have two pair of Adidas with their gray. I have a light gray, which are the ones that I've been rocking for about 2 years now, the light gray ones. And then I just bought a new pair that are gray, but they're like a dark gray because I find that gray shoes go with everything. You can wear them bitches with literally any color scheme, whether you're wearing like browns and blues. Gray shoes work fine. If you're wearing blacks and stuff, gray shoes go fine. Like they are, mm-hmm. You can match them with everything, so they're perfect for like work because I don't have to, just gray shoes, whatever. I had a pair of red Nikes or like a magenta colored kind of, I don't know, maroon, I don't know, they're like a pinkish purpley red color. They kind of got lighter as they got older. I just threw those away recently when I got those new shoes because I was like, I haven't worn these in like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. the bottoms of them are like
worn out.
If I stepped in a puddle of water, I'd slide. Like, there was no traction left. Yep. So I recently tossed those, and I love them. They're the Nike skates, whatever, those skate shoes. Super comfortable. And I have not been able to find another pair of them in that color because I love that color of red. They're, again, they're cool shoes. And so I have five pair, I think is what I'm at.
Some.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. You know, we, as we close, we want to wish everybody, like I said at the top of the show, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Doug. Today's his birthday. Merry Christmas. Whatever. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Kwanzaa. You know, whatever you celebrate. Happy
Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day. Kev, happy Pole in Your Yard Day.
Festivus for the rest of us.
And until next week, we're doing, you're going to get a top five every day next week. And it's going
to
be,
as far as we know,
as far as we
have to come up with like two new ones that we haven't done.
You may only get three episodes next week. Cause so far we do have, top five movies, top five television shows, and top five video games. If you have suggestions to fill out the rest of the week, whether it be top five, whatever that we've enjoyed throughout the year, let us know. We don't have a clue yet. But
top five Marvel shows. We have to list all of the Marvel shows that came out this year in our favorite order.
Isn't there only three that came out?
What? No. Yeah. Loki, Hawkeye, WandaVision.
Uh-huh. What If.
What If.
Okay.
And
Captain Winter America.
Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so all just those. In what order?
And WandaVision might have been last year. I don't remember.
It might be.
It was.
Oh.
Okay, so until next week, be safe, be merry, and all that good shit. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.